one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TrompaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We appreciate you being with us tonight. Coming up this Saturday, it's the home opener for the Western New York Flash. 7 p.m. kickoff at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers. Our special guest tonight from the Flash will be returning forward, Jasmine Spencer. She'll be on at 7 o'clock. In just a few minutes, we'll be joined by the man of the match from yesterday's Rhinos 2-0 win over New York Red Bulls 2. Forward Colin Rolfe will be with us. And Dick Howard will have the latest news on the CONCACAF Champions League second leg final coming up this Wednesday as the Montreal Impact look to make history against Club America of Mexico. We'll also talk about the happenings in Europe as well. And Michael Lewis will talk about also the CONCACAF Champions League matches, New York Red Bulls, New York FC, U.S. Women's National Team, and much, much more. So hang on for the entire show tonight. Should be a good one. Joining us now live from the Italian American Sport Club, the founding birthplace of professional soccer in Rochester, Joe Sirianni, our host, joins us. How you doing, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass from all the people here, the Italian American Sports Club, and, of course, a big thank you to all our listeners, you know, that listen to Soccer Kick in the Grass every Monday night from 6:30 to 7:30. Weather is a little better on the chilly side, but yesterday, you know, it was kind of warm a little bit, more than it is right now. And we saw the Rhinos home opener with a big victory, and certainly a lot of people were happy about what they saw. And certainly, you know, they're going to come back for more.
Definitely, Joe. We want to thank our good friend Dick Howard, who actually came up for the match yesterday. We had a nice meal with him afterwards at the Genesee Brew Pub, one of the new locations that the Rhinos will be gathering after every match this season. You definitely want to check that out. And, of course, I want to thank Bernie Iacovangelo, our good friend from Faber Homes, and the family owns Claridge Design Center as well. They helped out with the hosting Mr. Sirianni and his family at the home opener yesterday.
Well, certainly, I you know, when you talk about people that do a great job for soccer and for friendship, I mean, Mr. Iacovangelo and his Faber Homes not only support, you know, our radio show, but they support the Rhinos and they support all soccer in Rochester, from professional to amateur. He has a keen eye for good players, and it was a pleasure to sit with him on the street just to see how he does it, how he analyzes the game, and how he calls the game, because he is a man that goes by the book, and it does not take him a prisoner.
We also want to congratulate some very important people. The Rochester Soccer Hall of Fame had their induction ceremony yesterday at the home opener. And I guess topping the list, Joe, is the Italian American Sport Club 1963 National Amateur Champions. And it's great to see some of the members of that team at Salem Stadium yesterday.
Well, certainly most of them are here tonight for the meeting that goes on every Monday. And certainly it's a very thing to the Rhino organization for, you know, in, having this gentle approach to promote and relieve who made soccer in Rochester what it is today, which that's this club was the originator of soccer in Rochester professional. And certainly, you know, the sponsorship that they had yesterday, you know, to honor the team that won the cup in 1963, just a big honor. And from all the Italian American Sports Club membership, thank you to the Rhino organization.
And we also want to congratulate some of the other people who were inducted yesterday. Of course, our good friend Nelson Capello right at the top of that list, Joe. And what a great person he is, along with the late Sal DeRosa, one of your very close friends, who was coach of the Rochester Lancers in the 1970 championship team, Gary Mervis of Camp Good Days and Special Times, Brian Alexander, and Roger Best. So a great class for the Rochester Soccer Hall of Fame this past year.
A classy actor from Pat Ercoli and company, and a big thank you to them.
Well, Joe, I know you're looking forward to the Western New York Flash kickoff on Saturday night against the Boston Breakers, and I know that you love women's soccer as I do, and we're looking forward to have a big crowd there on Saturday night.
Well, certainly we're very pleased to host them at the Tony Mellon Community Center. And, you know, there were a lot of little kids, that came to see them. And, you know, they were very, very nice to sign autograph. And certainly it's a plus to see, the new generation of soccer that's growing up, you know, to be someday just what the Flash are today. So I was very encouraged about what we did. And I was encouraged by the people who attended the event and the reception that they got.
And both the Rhinos and the Flash had their kickoff dinners last week. I want to thank you, Joe, and the Italian American Community Center doing a great, great job, as always, with the events. If you ever want to have your event, whether it be a banquet or a wedding or a business meeting of any kind, Joe, what's the number they can call for the Italian American Community Center?
594-8882.
Okay, well, Joe, we'll have you back on the show next Monday live for the entire hour. So have a good meeting.
That's for sure. Thank you so much.
It's Joe Sirianni, the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And without Joe, of course, this show could not happen. We thank Joe and all of the people involved with the Italian American Community Center for a great job they did with the Flash dinner Thursday and the Rhinos dinner Wednesday. And I guess they get a great meal. I'm sure they certainly helped the Rhinos out on Sunday as the Rhinos continue their unbeaten streak to start the season with a 2-0 win over the New York Red Bulls 2. Joining us now is the man of the match from Sunday's victory over the Red Bulls, Colin Rolfe. And Colin's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos' next home match is next Saturday, May 9th at 7 p.m. against another of the MLS reserve teams, Toronto FC 2. The first time Toronto has been in Rochester to play in many, many years. So come out and see the Rhinos in action. 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Colin, welcome to the show and congratulations on a big win yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a good team win.
And first I got to ask you, how's your nose?
It's doing all right. Yeah.
Well, if people didn't know, Colin drew some blood for the Rochester Rhinos and took a shot to the nose. And it wasn't Dick Howard, our colleague who was at the match yesterday, Colin, said it's the first time he'd ever seen two players have to have their jerseys changed, because not only you, but your I guess, buddy Jamie Thomas of the Red Bulls, who you and him had a big battle yesterday throughout the entire match. He also got a bloody lip during the contest. So it certainly was a physical match, and the Rhinos came out on top. It was a tough contest.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good physical game, and I think that's one of our strengths as a team. But it was a good day overall.
So in the first half, the Rhinos came out a little flat, I think, and that happens a lot in home openers, as I've watched 20 of them over the past 20 years. Red Bulls really had most of the play, but not really a lot of chances. But you made a chance in the 40th minute, and I said to Joe Giuliano on our broadcast that your name's not going to show up in the score sheet for the goal that was scored by Alex Dixon, but you set it up stealing the ball from Andrew Jean-Baptiste deep in the deep in the Red Bulls' end, and then a nice feed to Tyler Rudy. So tell us about that play, and did you know that he was vulnerable to have the ball stolen, or what was your plan there?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, they had some good stretches of possession in the first half, but you know, I thought we were pretty solid defensively from the back line all the way forward. They didn't get a whole lot of chances, and you know, we pride ourselves on something like that. And we did start off a little slow offensively. Took us a little while to develop a rhythm, and you know, it's in those times where you might need a little extra effort on D, and you know, I was fortunate enough to you know read the defender well and pick off the ball and lay it off to Rudy. So it was a good finish by Alex.
Certainly was, and I thought it was. If he made it look easy, but it was certainly wasn't easy. Anytime you take a volley out of the air off a save, it's not a simple play. But he made it look easy, and you know, Tyler Rudy, you got to mention him, the loanee from the Revolution. He had a great match. He played very well throughout the entire contest, and that shot forced a big save from their keeper, and that set up the goal.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, I think it was our whole team yesterday that you know we. Everybody's giving good effort. It wasn't necessarily the prettiest at times, but, you know, that's something you need in a team is that effort and times when the team's necessarily struggling. And, you know, I thought we did that well.
Colin Rolfe joins us here from the Rochester Rhinos. Rhinos in action next Saturday night, next home game against Toronto FC 2, 454 kick to get your tickets. Joe and I were talking on the broadcast as well, Colin, about the wind. It seemed like in the first half, you guys were against the wind in the first half, and it seemed like the wind was really affecting play. It was the long balls were blowing all over the place. The corners were not crisp. And I know you guys in the second half, I think, took advantage of the wind to get that second insurance goal.
Yeah, it was definitely, I would say, more of a factor in the first half for a couple times, like you mentioned. But, I felt like in the second half it died down a little bit. You know, I think our team, we just grinded them down. And, you know, it was kind of evident towards the end where we were getting a little bit more consistent chances. So.
And Christian Valeski helped us set up that second goal again with a nice, tight defensive play and getting you the ball. And you turned provider to Johnny Mendoza, a nice through ball to him to finish that off, and that was a nice play to get that second goal.
Yep, absolutely. And Christian's coming along so well. You know, he's learning every day. He's got an open mind, and that's some of the stuff you want to see from some of the first year guys. So, you know, we hope to see that going forward. And if we do, there's going to be big things ahead.
How do you see your role this year being the second year with the Rochester Rhinos as opposed to last year?
I definitely feel a little bit more confident this year, but my role, I know I'm every time I'm on the field, I'm trying to win. So, you know, whatever role I have to play in that game, you know, that's what I'm going to do for the team.
Absolutely. And coming up this Saturday, it's FC Montreal. You guys have already beaten them 3-0 this season. But, again, it's just like with all the MLS teams, you never know who they're going to put out there. As FC Montreal actually had four of their first-team players because they were off this week getting ready for their CONCACAF Champions League match on Wednesday. So, you know, Kenny Cooper played for them, which is obviously one of the big names from U.S. soccer. So how do you prepare for a match where you really don't know who what players you're going to be facing?
You know, we're just going to go in with the same mentality, and, you know, we're going in there for 3 points just like we did last time. And, you know, I think everybody on our team sees now that, you know, we have the talent and, you know, a good support staff and the coaching and organization behind us. And so it's definitely looking promising going forward.
Yeah, it certainly was an excellent win yesterday. I know that the team's looking forward to coming back home again on the 9th to face another MLS team, Toronto FC 2. They've been having their problems as well, much as like the main team, the Reds up in up in Toronto. But it's going to be an excellent season. We're looking forward to covering you guys the entire year. And the next home match again, May 9th, against Toronto FC, 7 o'clock. So, Colin, congratulations again. Have a good week of training. And we'll watch in at 4 o'clock on Saturday as you guys take on FC Montreal.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Colin. It's Colin Ralph of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the aforementioned Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. A lot of international news coming up, and obviously the biggest news, the CONCACAF Champions League second leg final. 66,000 fans will be in Montreal to hope the Impact can do what no one would think they could possible, winning the championship and going to the World Club Cup. We'll talk with Dick Howard about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash kick off their 2015 NWSL home schedule this Saturday, May 2nd, against the Boston Breakers starting at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets, mini packs, flex 8 packs, and single match tickets are now on sale. To purchase tickets, call 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back on the road this Saturday taking on FC Montreal starting at 4 p.m. Visit the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos return home to Salem Stadium next Saturday, May 9th, to face Toronto FC 2. Kickoff is at 7.05 p.m. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by Claridge Design Center, 3240 Chi Lai Avenue. And the number to call is 889-5800. And the website is claridgedesigncenter.com. And center is spelled the Canadian way, C-E-N-T-R-E. And speaking of Canadian, let's go up to Canada and speak with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, who was here in Rochester for the game yesterday. Dick, it's great seeing you. How are you doing tonight?
Great, Andrew. Good drive back. No problems at all.
That's good to hear. Well, Dick, are all the Canadian sports stations covering this incredible situation with the Montreal Impact? And we're not just talking about the match, but also this unbelievable goalkeeper situation that they have currently. Can you tell everyone what's going on with Evan Bush?
It's amazing, isn't it? So Frank Klopas gave a press conference not too long ago, and he was saying, well, you know, this is the situation. We're not going to get Bush playing. He's been suspended because of getting the two yellow cards, and he's just got this dilemma because the number two goalkeeper, Kronberg, is ineligible because of playing for Sporting Kansas City. He's got Maxime Crépeau, a young 20-year-old who's just coming back from a shoulder injury. And ironically, on the bench for the last couple of games has been John Smith, who's on loan from Edmonton of the NASL. So there was talk of them going after the Chicago goalkeeper Sean Johnson, but that doesn't seem to be the case now. They're going to go probably with either Capot or Smith in between the posts.
Boy, what a position for a young keeper.
It's such a specialized position, isn't it? And then, you know, poor yellow card, you know, the one time-wasting, although it was a harsh one, and the one after the goal late in the game when the equalizer came in from Club America, who's given a yellow card for a little incident there following that goal. But hopefully will not affect them. The players are taking a very positive outlook that whatever the case, they'll get the result. So 60,000 people will be hoping the same thing.
Well, certainly it is a big loss for Montreal. Evan Bush was one of the main reasons why the
He'd
impact
very well,
got a 1-1 draw. It's going to be tough, and they have till 8 o'clock tonight to submit their roster for Wednesday's match. So there may be a last minute trade. They know they were again trying to pick up somebody. You know, you never know what
you
what
never know.
Troy
it would
Saputo
not surprise
can do.
Me. Well, Bruce Grobelaar is a goalkeeper coach for Ottawa. Maybe they'll get him to come in for the game. You know?
Well, I know there's a Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer I happen to be speaking with right now. I'm sure he might be available if it comes up. I mean, there's lots of options.
We could be in for a surprise. You know, they're keeping the cards close to their chest because it's psychological warfare when you get to this level. You know, certainly Club America are following the situation very closely.
Certainly, but again, they have to submit the roster by 8 p.m. tonight, so we'll know if they're going to bring somebody new in or if they're going to go with the youngster, Crépeau. So is it 66,000 people they're expecting, approximately?
Well, it's certainly 60, and we were talking they could maybe get a few more people in other areas of the stadium, but so it meets safety standards, I think it'll just be close to 60, which makes, 165,000 watching the two games?
I mean, that gets
printed in the newspapers in Canada as well as elsewhere. It's fantastic.
What would this mean for Canadian soccer if Montreal can win this game or get a 0-0
tie?
It's
the thing that is needed. You know, obviously, Toronto FC and Vancouver Whitecaps are not too happy, but it's great for the game in Canada and North America, let's face it, if they were to get to the World Club Championship. You know, that is quite a remarkable effort, and it's going to be such a summer of soccer. It would really kick off the summer in a fabulous way.
Well, the game is going to be at 8 p.m. It'll be on Fox Sports 2 live from Montreal, and we're all hoping Montreal can do this for Major League Soccer, for North American Soccer. And there's a lot of great people at Montreal, like, you know, Mauro Biello, for example, who, you know, played right here in Rochester. So we'll see what happens in that match. But we have a lot of things to talk about, Dick. Of course, top of the list are my boys. 0-0 tie. You know what? It's not boring when you win the championship. That's what Jose Mourinho said to the press. And Arsenal was incumbent of them. They were the home team. They had to win the game to have any realistic chance of winning the championship. And they couldn't break Chelsea down, so they didn't have what it took.
true. It was perfectly suited for Mourinho to do what happened. The thing, Andrew, that really is getting to concern me is this situation with players and head collisions and the scenario with Oscar.
Oh, it was terrible.
Because there's been such a lot in the newspapers recently about, you know, the diagnosis of a player with its concussion and so on, and if it's occurred and the player then goes back into the game, as was the case with Oscar, wasn't it?
Well, it also happened in the Red Bulls Rhinos game. Jamie Thomas of the Red Bulls too eventually had to be taken
out of
the
game. It really has to be addressed. We know it's more of a factor in contact sports such as hockey and American football, but it really, I think, has to be monitored a lot closer. But getting back to your original comment, 0-0, the key thing is getting the result, and you've got the championship anyway, Andrew. I don't think you need worry too much about that. I was just happy that the Blues gave Manchester United a little bit of a lesson in football.
Hey, way to go, Manchester United, losing the 3-0 to Everton. That was a big result for Everton. Of course, anytime you beat one of the big clubs, it's big. But you know, Man City moves ahead of Manchester United now in the table. And Arsenal's still right there. But very interesting match on Wednesday, Dick. I'm wondering about, you know, the match against Leicester. You think on paper, about a month ago, it'd be a walkover for Chelsea, but the Foxes have won four straight matches to pull themselves out of the relegation zone.
They've got some good results recently.
And, you know, I'm sure Mourinho is going to be playing for a tie. That's probably not a
Again, he'd be happy, yeah, certainly with that. And as we've said time and time again, it's just incredible, this situation with regards to promotion and relegation. And on that note, I don't know if you saw the game today with Bournemouth beating Bolton Wanderers, and almost, you know, 99.9% going up into the play with the big boys next season. Just a fabulous story. It's a marvellous seaside resort on the south coast of England. Average crowds about 10, 11,000 at the stadium. And next year they're going to get all the big boys visiting. It's just a fabulous story. And great scenes after the game today at Bournemouth with that win over Bolton Wanderers.
Certainly is. And not only that, but you've got, looking in Italy, and you know, again, forget about Italy, Tiny Carpi is the top of the second division, and they will probably be playing in Serie A next
and
year.
That is great, isn't it, for the game? You know, when you get situations like this, and we've seen throughout the season in Italy, in Spain to a certain extent, in Germany, where smaller clubs have come through and are playing with the big boys and creating upsets at times.
That's right. So Swallow has certainly done themselves well the last couple of years. And Joe wasn't happy with the Torino derby. There was a Torino with Juventus 2-1. But as I said, Juventus is just a matter of time before they close.
Andrew,
the
situation with these flares and the problems with the fans, it has to stop. You know, I was appalled. I was reading reports from Serbia of a game, Partizan and Red Star, delayed 45 minutes, you know, players being in danger, you know, tearing of seats, flares, you name it, being in evidence and the police having difficulty in controlling it. The Greek Super League has been suspended three times this year because of incidents. And as Allegri has said, it's not a safe place to take young children in Italy if you're going to get these kinds of scenes. It has to stop. There has to be suspensions handed out by UEFA, by FIFA, because that's the only way that these clubs will realize that they need to monitor what's happening. It is appalling and should not be happening at games.
You're right. And
I've got off my soapbox.
That's okay. You know, it's one good thing about soccer in this country. It's something you don't see, things like that. It is much more of a family atmosphere.
It is. It's great, isn't it? The clubs are appealing to the younger fans, and you see that when you see the crowd shots, which is tremendous.
Well, before I let you go, Dick, the UEFA Champions League semifinal draw. Sure, certainly no chicanery there. They just happened to put the two coaches in Spain, or two coaches against their former clubs, you know, Guardiola from Bayern against his former club Barcelona, and Ancelotti against Juventus from Real Madrid. What a surprise.
Great storylines.
Going to be some definitely good matches. I think you may see an all-Spanish final. I think you're just as likely to see Bayern against Juventus. It's very evenly matched, these two semifinals.
No, they're just going to be chess matches, aren't they? You know, just quality players and players that know each other so well. And it's great for the game because you've got quality teams coming through to the final stages of a tournament. But early days for the Rochester Rhinos. I know Bob is coming on shortly to talk to you. He wasn't happy after the game. Well, Bob, if you're winning and you're not playing well, then just think of when the team is playing well, and certainly there's a potential there for a really good season for the Rhinos, and it's great to meet up with Bob, and Pat was smiling as well, Pat Erkley, after the game.
He had his lucky tie on. I think that's why we had a good result. But I'm looking forward to the Toronto FC match in the 23rd. For all Rhino fans, the match will be at BMO Field. It's a doubleheader.
It's a nice drive up to Toronto. We would certainly welcome Rhino fans coming and being in evidence at the game. Yep, it's for sure.
So Toronto FC plays Portland Timbers at 5:30, and then right after that, the Rhinos will face Toronto FC 2 at the newly expanded 30,000-seat BMO Field.
Yep. It's still in the final stages of being prepared, but it will be ready for the games.
Awesome. Well, Dick, it was great seeing you on Sunday. We'll be talking again next week. Hopefully we'll be talking about Montreal Impact and the Club World Cup coming up later this year.
It would be a great storyline. Always
thanks
a pleasure, and take care. Bye for now.
You too. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Again, you can hear Dick's commentary on international soccer every Monday night here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And a little bit later, we'll have Michael Lewis on with the U.S. Soccer Report. But coming up next, it's forward Jasmine Spencer of the Western New York Flash. The Flash's first home match of the season this Saturday, 7 p.m. against the Boston Breakers at Salem Stadium. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL. If you want to be with me,
your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
The Rochester Rhinos are back on the road this Saturday taking on FC Montreal starting at 4 p.m. Visit the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos return home to Salem Stadium next Saturday, May 9th, to face Toronto FC 2. Kickoff is at 7:05 p.m. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this past season, both on the road and at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers were number one in indoor soccer attendance for the third straight year. Season tickets for the 2015-2016 Lancers are now on sale by calling 872-KICK or visiting ourlancers.com. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena this coming fall.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash kick off their 2015 NWSL home schedule this Saturday, May 2nd, against the Boston Breakers starting at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets, mini packs, flex 8 packs, and single match tickets are now on sale. To purchase tickets, call 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here, Joe Sirianni. We'll be back next week. And we missed this by about 30 seconds with Dick Howard. The news just comes out, and it's big news for Rochester soccer fans. The Montreal Impact have acquired Christian Nish from the Indy 11 of the North American Soccer League, and he will be available to play in this Wednesday's CONCACAF Champions League final against Club America. And we wish Christian all the best. He certainly did a great job here in Rochester, and I have a feeling we'll be seeing him starting in the nets for the Impact on Wednesday. Boy, what a way to get your first huge match in Major League Soccer, the CONCACAF Champions League final. Again, it's Wednesday, 8 p.m. on Fox Sports 2. Again, Christian Nish acquired by the Montreal Impact. Let's now go to our next guest, and joining us now, once again on our show, one of our favorite guests. Remember, the Western New York Flash will be in action this Saturday night at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers. Jasmine Spencer joins us. Jasmine, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show, and a pleasure to have you back here in Western New York and here in Rochester. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys in action on Saturday night. So tell us about how your week off or your week without a match has been and how you guys are getting ready for Boston on Saturday.
Actually, we had a pretty intense week. You know, without a game, we had a little bit more time to make it intense and really get after it, work on some things that we needed to going forward this weekend, and it was good, really productive.
So it's certainly a big match coming up on Saturday. Rhino or the Flash without a win yet, but I think you guys played very well against Portland. There's just one mistake or one bad break that caused the single goal in the match, and sometimes that happens, but certainly I think a much better outing than the first match against Seattle.
Yeah, definitely. I think anyone who watched us in both games could see the growth we had between the two games, and that's exciting going forward. And like you said, it's kind of the nature of the game, unfortunately. It only takes one mistake for another team to capitalize, but I think we learned from that, and we've built on it, and we're looking forward to this weekend.
So unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend the kickoff dinner on Thursday. How did that go with all the fans?
Oh, it was awesome. I think all the girls could agree they had a great night. It's always good having a sit-down with our season ticket holders, getting to meet and know the fans on a one-on-one level. It's a lot of fun, and the food was great, so that's always good. So, yeah, it was fun.
That's good. And, of course, we're here with Jasmine Spencer of the Western New York Flash. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your season tickets, your flex packs, your single-game tickets. First game is this Saturday against the Boston Breakers at 7 o'clock. So, Jasmine, you're one of the few members of the Flash that came back from last year. How is it different for you this year with the Flash as opposed to last year?
Oh, I think last year coming in, I was one of the last people on the roster, so I was kind of a new face on the team, and kind of just playing a smaller role on and off the field. But this year coming back, I feel like I have more of a veteran role and helping some of the younger girls get adjusted to the league and just the living up in Western New York. And so I think I'm a bit more comfortable this year coming around, and it's exciting to be able to play a bigger role for the team.
Certainly. I imagine also it's going to be exciting playing with one Sydney LaRue this season.
Yeah, for sure. She's a great athlete and a great soccer player, and she brings a big presence on and off the field, so it's fun to have her.
Does that help you as well? Because, you know, people, the defense is obviously going to be focusing on Sydney, so that leaves yourself and Lynn Williams and the other forwards maybe a little bit more room, a little more space to work.
Yeah, definitely. As I said before, Sid is such a big presence on the field that she draws a lot of defenders, and she definitely opens up space for us out wide. But it kind of helps us because then we have more room to produce and feed her in the final third.
Well, you've certainly had a very busy off season. You played over in the Australian Women's League for Sydney FC. Tell us about that experience. It must have been incredible playing in the beautiful city of Sydney. And you had a great year. You had 4 goals and certainly was a big factor for Sydney.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. Actually, one of our former Flash teammates, I played with her while I was over there, and she helped me accommodate to the lifestyle over there. But it was always one of my biggest dreams to be able to go to Australia. So to be able to go over there and play was absolutely amazing.
Tell, what was different about playing in Australia and living there versus the United States?
Well, I guess for one thing, the league, even though it's professional, it's kind of like, I guess more similar to our like semi-pro leagues where it's not every day or full-time. Most of the girls go to school or work before. We have training, and then we only had games once a week on the weekends. So maybe the commitment, I should say, isn't as high, but the level of play is just as good. It was a very competitive league. And I had a ton of fun and definitely grew as a player and gained a lot of experience while over there.
What was it like living in Sydney? It has to have been an amazing experience.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful. It's definitely one of my favorite cities I've ever visited in the world.
Did you live with a family, or how did that work?
I think everybody's housing situation is a little different. I lived in a house with another American. She actually plays on Chicago Red Stars, and it was the two of us, and we lived in a suburb about 25 minutes outside of Sydney, so we kind of had the best of both worlds, just a quiet little town where we lived, and then the big city of Sydney right in our backyard, so it was awesome.
That's terrific. It's great that you guys have a chance to play in that league and experience that culture. I mean, I'd love to go there someday. Joe Sirianni is his family, his family in Australia, so he talks about it often, how nice a place it is.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So Boston Breakers on Saturday, they beat Houston 3-2, a bit of a surprise, I would think. Houston did very well in their first match, but Boston really came through. What do you expect to see from the Breakers?
I think they're going to give us a good game. You know, they're coming off of a win. They also have a couple of new faces in their lineup trying to figure out things. So it's going to be a good matchup. I mean, every game in this league, as you know, people who follow the league can attest to, it's so competitive. On any given day, anybody could beat anyone. So, you know, we can't by any means underestimate them, especially coming off of that win against Houston. So I'm excited. It'll be a good challenge for us.
Certainly will. And I'm looking forward to the matchup between Sam Mewis and Christy Mewis. The sisters playing against each other. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. Sam's super excited about it. And we all want to help her kind of win that battle of the family members for sure.
Well, Jasmine, we look forward to seeing you on Saturday night at 7 p.m. Salem Stadium is the place to be for the Western New York Flash, our first home match against the Boston Breakers. You don't want to miss it. 454-KICK or WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. Jasmine, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Have a good one. Jasmine Spencer of the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, you don't want to miss the home opener. It's going to be very exciting. Let's see Sydney LaRue of our U.S. Women's National Team, along with Whitney Engen. Can't forget about her. Also a member of our U.S. World Cup team as well. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis to talk more about the U.S. Women's National Team, their selection of their 23-player roster for the World Cup. We'll talk more about the CONCACAF Champions League and also what's going on in Major League Soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash kick off their 2015 NWSL home schedule this Saturday, May 2nd, against the Boston Breakers starting at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets, mini packs, flex 8 packs, and single match tickets are now on sale. To purchase tickets, call 454-KICK or visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
Companies have all kinds of ways to reward their customers. Points, card punches, free hotel nights. But isn't the best reward saving money from the start? Good thing Allstate makes it so easy. Just bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, or more with an Allstate agent, and you can save up to 30%. So get the protection you need and the reward of savings you deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, and Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. The Rochester Rhinos are back on the road this Saturday taking on FC Montreal starting at 4 p.m. Visit the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos return home to Salem Stadium next Saturday, May 9th, to face Toronto FC 2. Kickoff is at 7.05 p.m. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Faber Homes. Number to call is 889-4840 or go to FaberHomes.com. If you want a new home, there's only one place to go in Rochester. It's Bernie Iacovangelo, his family, and Faber Homes. They will definitely treat you right. They are Rochesterians, and they are very happy to assist you with getting your new home built. So, again, number to call, 889-4840, or go to FaberHomes.com. Michael, how are you doing tonight?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, hanging in there and trying to keep up with all the soccer news going on. And we, again, if you're just tuning in, big news breaking out of Montreal that they have signed former Rhino Christian Niche as goaltender, who may very well be in action on Wednesday night as Montreal hosts Club America in the CONCACAF Champions League final second leg. And Michael, we talked with Dick earlier about the match. I want to talk to you about it. You know, you've seen Club America play many, many times in your role with in your role with covering soccer. What do you think Montreal's chances are on Wednesday night?
You know, they're as good as, I guess, any team around. The obvious question that I have, if they bring in a new goalkeeper for this one game, the coordination and communication factors with the defense, familiarity, that sort of thing. As we all know, at this level, all you need is one miscommunication, someone who's supposed to go left or goes right, gives up a goal, and that's it. And quite frankly, Montreal has to remember, if Club America scores a goal, and they can be a very dangerous team too, it could be worth worth two goals if the score is tied. So, talk about playing with fire there. It's going to be a unique situation. It's very, very strange signing a goalkeeper on the eve of a championship series. But I guess if that's according to the rules allow it, and he's not cup tied, I guess that works. We'll see if
it
works. I guess legally, we'll see if it works on the field.
Yeah, he did train with them in February as cover because of the situation with their second-string goalie being cup-tied and their third-string goalie being injured for a while, Crapeau. So he's not unfamiliar with Montreal, but it's going to make it very interesting. You wonder if I would think they're going to start him if they acquired him. They're not going to start a 20-year-old who basically started for FC Montreal in their last USL match. I mean, in a match of this magnitude, you have to have somebody with experience, and Christian certainly has plenty of experience in playing in Germany and playing here in North America. So,
one thing to remember, I think, in the future, especially when you're talking about these competitions, when two yellows equal a one-game suspension, when it comes to goalkeepers and time wasting, those cards can come back and bite you once in a while. This is a rarity, but it happens.
It certainly does. So, we'll watch it. We'll be watching on Wednesday night. But I want to talk about our women's national team. They announced their roster last week. I guess the only real surprise is Nicole Barnhart not being on the 23 women roster. What do you think, Mark? Any surprises for you other than that?
Not really. It's an old team, for a World Cup. If memory serves me correctly, it's slightly older than the 2003 U.S. team. That was considered an old team, a team that finished third in 2003 when the U.S. hosted it. Saying that, of course, if the U.S. wins it, who cares how old the players are? But I remember I've done this from the men's side, and it has been proven out also on the women's side, too. But soccer at the highest level is a young person's game. When I was researching a chapter for one of my World Cup books, I decided to check out the average age of a World Cup scoring champion. And it came out to be slightly under 25 years old, which was surprising to me at the time. Now it isn't, just because strikers are usually in their prime between the ages of 23 and 29. So then I decided to check out the average age of World Cup captains, which came out to be about 26, and I always thought it was an old grizzled veteran. So it told me a lot about World Cup at the men's level. I have to admit I have not done the same type of research on the women's side, but you take a look at some of the big-time performers, and they've been under 30. I'm not saying that they can't play at the highest international levels over 30, but being asked to play consistently, and particularly now that this Women's World Cup is 7 games over a month, you're asking a lot of any player, let alone a player who might need an extra day or two to recover from a game or an injury.
Well, there certainly are a lot of young players, though, on the team. We talk about it with Alex Morgan, a Sydney LaRue, even, you know, looking at like a Julie Johnston, who is just, you know, 23 years, just turned 23 years of age. She certainly has got some youth on her side. And you look at Megan Rapinoe is the key to this team. I mean, I'll just come out and say it. If she plays well, the U.S. has an excellent chance of winning the World Cup. If she is off par or gets injured or red card suspension, whatever, the U.S. is going to be in trouble because there's nobody else who can run the show, I think, like her. And with her on the ball, she can set up practically anybody. So,
if you're looking for an argument, you're not going to get one from me on that. I thought in the 2012 Olympics, she was the key to the team. And in fact, she was goal scoring and assisting as well for a long time in that tournament. And she does a lot of things well. And especially for an outside midfielder, usually it's, you know, one of the central midfielders who will pull the strings, particularly being a playmaker. But, yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, Rapinoe needs to be healthy and at the top of her game for the U.S. to have any chance. And let's face it, you know, I really think the Women's World Cup is a lot of fun now because it's not just the U.S. and, well, maybe it's going to be China this time that's going to, or Norway that's going to make life miserable for the U.S. You've got several teams that you can make a very good argument to win it. And I know we're going to get more into this deeper as the tournament gets closer, but it's Germany. It's Japan. It's France. Do not forget about Canada playing on its home soil. And you've got some other talented sides that hopefully will surprise. Yes, there are some really, I guess for lack of better words, I'll call them minnows that are not going to do well, first-timers or teams that don't have a big-time reputation. But there are some teams you can make at least 4, maybe 5 or 6 inch to make an argument that can win this whole thing. So it's going to be a difficult tournament.
That's right, and I would also throw Brazil in there because when you have a player like Marta who can take over a game by herself, anything can happen. But the U.S. will be in action on May 10th, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Time against Ireland from San Jose. That'll be your next chance to see the U.S. Women's National Team in action. So, Michael, I assume you were at Red Bull Arena last night for the L.A. Galaxy match. How did that go?
You know, I predicted either a Red Bull a tie or a Red Bull victory, and I thought L.A. did an excellent job in the first half, clogging up the middle, and it took the Red Bulls a while to figure that out. I don't think the Red Bulls played on the wings or wide enough. I guess it was a fair result for both teams. Definitely as the away team, the Galaxy would take a point. I think the Red Bulls have to be a little disappointed because I expected more of them, even though they had a huge percentage margin. But I don't make a big deal about stuff like that. It's not how long you have the ball, it's what you can do with the ball, and I don't think they played up to their potential. But again, 1-1 is, I guess, a fair result. In this league, teams come and go very, very quickly, and what I mean by that is they get hot and then they get cold. And the big thing for the Red Bulls, if they're going, if this is a big if they're going toward maybe a cold spell, perhaps they make it as short a spell as possible, because that's the key to winning in this league, is to not have very many wins or losing streaks.
Well, Red Bulls have 2 matches this week, Wednesday night at home against Colorado, and then they'll go up to New England on Saturday. Sunday, it's the New York City FC taking on the Seattle Sounders. So be a busy week for you, Mike, and we wish you have a good week covering our great sport, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Hey, a pleasure to be on, as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Michael every Monday night with the U.S. Soccer Report from New York City. We want to thank Michael, Dick Howard, Joe Sirianni, who was on at the beginning of our show tonight. Also, Colin Rolfe from the Rochester Rhinos, along with Dan Giroux, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky, Pat Erkley, and the whole Rhinos organization. And also Jasmine Spencer from the Western New York Flash, Jackie Maynard, Aaron Lyons, and the entire Flash organization. The Flash home Saturday, 7 o'clock, against the Boston Breakers. Rhinos in Montreal at 4 p.m. on Saturday, and then back home next Saturday night against Toronto FC 2 at 7 p.m. 454-KICK to get your tickets. This is Andrew Battisti. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.